Blog Talk Radio.
Unified we go, we like a push, yeah. I connect, I'm KS, I support, yeah. I'm like a movement, yo. Got them exclusive, yo. All I know is the part. Kingdom, business, I rap. Jesus, music, exclusive. I am so relentless. Artist, showcase. Christ inside me, I support, kingdom assignment, spirit feel, yeah, yeah, all up inside me, I support my world, I only eat folks, and my aim, if you send it out, I won't, you see your daughter, being a supporter, if you love Jesus, I'm a supporter.
Yo, here to support, yo, he is a soldier. Repping the kingdom, rolling out bangers. Out on the show, and Jesus he aiming. Blessings are coming down, rain. And chaos is out to connect. So we come together, the body, the limbs, and the head. Yeah, we a family, playing our parts. He's sharing and liking and giving us odds. I do not know where to stop, but I'm sure gonna try. I know my boy liking them rides. Fast and precise, lovely like Jesus inside. Now it is time to try to retire. Radio show, making sure that you're tuning in. If you like testimony of the music, and if we ain't here to give Jesus, what are we doing there? What are we doing there?
I am exclusive, y'all. I am a king's kid, y'all. It's not about me. Christ inside me. I support. Kingdom assignment. Spirit feel, yeah, yeah. All up inside me.
Someone in need heal. Third Sam Brooke bag where the oil is.
Laying hands and we come against infirmity. And then I watch them throw it up right in front of me. Consecrated, prophesying to the dope boys. Give them put some much thieves cause it's dope noise. Street peace, link shot and boy, yeah I read it. The boy's style's thick and big, we don't mess with petty. And I'm paper playing mental, but we hitting heavy. My whole crew caked up, no Lil Debbie. Self-righteous hypocrites, I cannot stand. Proverbs 16 to help you out, man. I hear them boys gun bumping, I don't let it faze me. I'm in the will of God, how about you, baby?
Walk by faith, faith, never by sight, sight. Walk by faith, faith, never by sight, sight. Walk by faith, faith, never by sight, sight. I'ma trust you no matter what it looks like, like. What it looks like, 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 what it looks like. I'ma trust you no matter what it looks like.
I got a S550 and a Bentley coupe. I'm just waiting on the Lord to release it to me. See, I'm a prophet, gotta speak that thing into the air. I walk by faith, never by stare. Believe everything you said like I was right there. Like I was on sight, not quite there. And the chances of them leaving me are quite rare. My worship fly, that kite prayer. The tears do or die, and I need my life spared. Lack of faith will turn your dreams to a nightmare. Lack of Christ will leave your afterlife in hell's care. They like this dude know too much, who let the veil tear. They be tripping cause our relationship is so cool. And I'm grinning like you can get in if you want to. Just declare that you are a sinner and repent. Then confess Jesus is Lord and believe that he was sent to die.
Walk by faith, faith, never by sight, sight. Walk by faith, faith, never by sight, sight. Walk by faith, faith, never by sight, sight. I'ma trust you no matter what it looks like, like. What it looks like, 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 what it looks like. I'ma trust you no matter what it looks like.
Faith, 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 faith.
Yo, 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 this your man Herman Noble, rocking with KS Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
KS Radio Show, family, friends, supporters, KS Nation, what's going on? It's your man KS. Hey, man, shout out to the homie Flyboy. You guys better known him as, you know, Herman Noble with the Walk By Faith track. Tonight is very special because I have a double portion. Yeah, I said it, a double portion for 2022 on this special Friday night with the homie, Brushon, who is a Christian comedian out of, you know, the Dayton, Ohio, Columbus area, and also a rapper who's also a Christian. His name is Frederick Hallelujah. That's Hallelujah with a Y, not a J. So I'm definitely honored to have both of them on the show. But before I get to them in queue, I got this, Father God. We want to say thank you for today. Thank you for this evening. Thank you for even right now, God. Lord, for just giving us another time to, you know, uplift you, to draw closer to you, to let your word go forth, God, to let your love be felt on this platform. We thank you for giving us another chance to glorify you on tonight, oh God. Lord, give us your peace. That surpasses all understanding, oh God. Lord, give us your love so that we can go out and give that same love to someone else who may need your direction, who may need your blood, who may need you to be their strength, oh God. Lord, we know that it's 2022, and even though we don't know what's around the corner or what the next day may hold, we just want to praise you for right now. We want to praise you for today. So, Lord, have your way tonight. Bless my brothers, Brushon, and his ministry, his family, and so forth. Also bless my other guest, Frederick Hallelujah, who is a rapper, and I pray that you just continue to guide him in the things that you have called him to do, designed him to do. Bless his family, bless his ministry as well, and expand his territory as well. Give them your peace. Give them your guidance, oh God. Lord, just let them continue to be bold in their faith and bold in their convictions as they continue to preach your word and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that's the only thing that saves people. That's the only thing that brings us back to you, by your blood, by preaching Christ and Christ crucified. So, Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for tonight. Lord, we just ask for your will to be done on tonight as we go forth to uplift you with the music, with the testimonies, and even with the answers to the questions I will ask on tonight. So, Lord, have your way tonight. Have your way tomorrow and in the rest of our days to come. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. I do see that Bruh Sean is here. Let's get him in queue. Bruh Sean, are you there?
Yo. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Now, I do know that
all right,
time is of the essence. So how was your Friday?
My Friday was great, man. I had a beautiful – I went to a funeral today. A good friend of mine, he passed, but, man, like, he was in the kingdom. He was doing big things. So we was at a joyful funeral today, man. It was crazy. It was lit. The funeral was lit. And I'm like, wow. It's a difference when you go to a Christian funeral that's a believer in Christ and he's did a lot of work and a lot of joy goes around the building instead of sorrow. So I saw a lot of joy today. It was crazy, man. It was a beautiful thing, man.
Amen. Well, we got to give people their flowers while they're here because we do not know when God is going to call them home. So we got to live our lives to the fullest and also celebrate and honor people while they are here because we will miss them when they do depart, when God does call them home. I'm praying for the family and for everybody that was impacted by his death. And I pray for God's guidance to just continue to, you know, guide those individuals, his family, his friends, and so forth.
Exactly, man. Thank you, bro. Appreciate it. So, Bruh Sean,
like I said in the post, you are a Christian comedian. But for those who don't know you, can you give us just, you know, a quick summary of your testimony? How did you come into being a Christian, and how did you get into being, like, the comedy scene?
Man, I've been funny all my life. I'm from Dayton, Ohio. I was a class clown. Didn't know really what to do with my talent. I knew it was a talent because I knew I had a gift of making people laugh, man. But I would do it for protection. You know, I had it was a defense mechanism. So because I was, you know, when I was younger, I had alopecia. And that's where your hair don't grow, you know. So I needed a defense to keep people away from me. So I would tell jokes and I would focus on their imperfections to get them off of me. So what I eventually God called me to the kingdom, and I started doing gospel comedy. And he showed me how to use this gift to uplift people instead of bringing them down or even use it as a weapon, man. It was crazy how he did it, too, man. It was like, wow, because he showed me how to use this thing as a uplifter, to uplift him in the kingdom, man, instead of, you know, use him as protection and not the joke sort of, you know how we do. You know how we do, man.
Yeah.
We used to play the dozen, you know. And I was real insecure about my hair, so I wore a hat all the time. And, man, it was a beautiful thing when God showed me that the hair don't make the man. And right after that, man, I was off. Three people told me I was funny. The first time I went on stage and did a joke, it was at a church, and I talked about this dude named Lauderdale robbing me. And it was a true story. You know, I got robbed by this guy named Lauderdale in Dayton, Ohio. He was a well-known robber. About how I wanted his autograph because he robbed me so well that I wanted his autograph after he got done robbing me. So I was like, and it went well. The joke went well, and it was in the church. I said, I'm going to keep doing this, man.
That's what's up. Now, Bruh Sean, I've been knowing you since maybe, you know, 2016, 2015, and this is my first time, like, ever hearing your testimony. So I'm really glad that you wanted to be a guest on the KS Radio Show to tell your testimony and to, you know, tell the listeners and the audience how you got into being a comedian. Because everyone has a story, because everyone has a journey, and not everyone knows, you know, the backstory. Of course, we don't have our documentaries and, you know, our eulogies and stuff, you know, on TV or anything. So online radio and AM FM stations that like supports people to tell their testimony is very major in my opinion, and I'm really honored to have you on the show tonight.
Right, I'm honored to be here too, man. I was like, man, you know, I was wondering like, hey, man, when I'm gonna get a chance to be, you know, on your show, man. And I was like, you know, and it came at a time where it's crazy because how God worked, man. He'll let you go through something before you can connect with somebody, man, and it's crazy, man. And I've been through a lot in 2020 coming in, 2020, 2021, and 2020 coming into 2022, man. And it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing as well as an eye opener for Brashawn, man.
Amen. Well, I am, like I said, you know, I'm glad to have you here. It's the first episode of 2022, and
wow.
I'm honored. I closed the show out, I closed the year out December 31st with a double portion of testimonies, and I'm back again tonight with a double portion of testimonies. So I might be doing two guests every Friday. Never know. I don't know what God wants me to do, but I'm really glad to have you here on tonight. I do know, you know, time is of the essence because it's late, but okay, so you are a Christian comedian and you use comedy to, you know, like push off or reflect or ricochet people talking about you as you was growing up. So like when you had your first show, like you just took off from there. Did you have like a manager or anything?
Took off from there, man. Three people told me I was funny, man. And usually when I hear things in threes, I go for it. Because, I really do believe that that's God speaking. And three people was like, man, you should do comedy. You're funny. And I took off. I did it, man. I took a leap of faith, man. And I went up on stage and I told these jokes, man. And they went so well. And found, you know, just coming to find out that I didn't have a manager, I didn't have anything, man. And every piece of work I did myself because I didn't know how, you know, I didn't know how to get a manager or anything like that. So I would book my own shows, and people started calling like, hey, man, I want you. After every show I did, another show came behind that one, and I was like, that's just God blessing me. And it was like, yeah, it was crazy, man. And my jokes went more towards church jokes too. More towards church jokes and spiritual jokes. So I got more spiritual with my jokes too, man, as well, because it's like a comedy preaching. Like it's comedy preaching is what it is. And it's I get the word, and then I bring the comedy to the word that I get. So which is a beautiful thing that God gave me a gift to do.
Amen. We do have a couple shout-outs that I want to get, you know, out of the way before we get into our next question. Shout-out to, I know that Joe Focus is listening live. I know that Frederick Hallelujah is here as well. I know Gloria Shalom was on the line. I know Octavia Jordan is there, as well as the homie Goyi from the Washington, D.C., New Jersey area. Definitely want to thank all of you that have called in. If you haven't called in yet, it's okay. You can still dial the number, which is 914-205-5471. We got the homie Brashawn here. He is a comedian out of the Dayton, Ohio area. And my next question for you, Brashawn, is I know that it's a new year. I know you're still doing comedy. Do you have any local events coming up, or are you, like, do you have anything booked within like the next couple weeks or anything? Like how's your schedule looking for the next couple weeks or next couple months?
Man, it's crazy because I haven't been taking a lot of shows, man. But I just booked a show this Friday. I will be posting it like on social media once I get the information in the flyer and everything. Somebody called me, hit me in my inbox. I think it was Friday morning and reached out to me. And I took the show, man. I haven't been doing the shows, man. My little brother went down with myopathy, and a lot went on last year, man. So my little brother went down with myopathy, which he's at the nursing home right now. But he wasn't at the nursing home at first. He was at home, and he didn't have nobody to take care of him. And I stepped in that role, man. And I didn't really, when I stepped in the role, I stepped into his lifestyle. And I didn't really really know what I was doing. You see what I'm saying? Like it was a, you know, and at the time, man, I just jumped in and I panicked because I didn't know what was going on. I thought he was dying. So make a long story short, he was at home and now he's at the nursing home. So I can move a little bit better now that he's at the nursing home. When he was at home, and it was crazy, man. They had nurses. It was the corona hit, so the nurses wasn't coming to work. So I was in the house. It would be like 4 days at a time. A lot of his friends wasn't coming through, man. If they was, they wasn't really watching him staying overnight with him. So I had to stay with him, man. And, you know, just stuck through. Now he's at the nursing home. That's where I'm sitting out in the parking lot at the nursing home. You know, I brought him a pillow. That's my little man, man. And I feel like, man, it was just a lot that's going on. And God is, you know, he loosened me up a little bit so I can get out and do some things this year in 2020. So be looking for me, man. I will be out and I will be, hitting some stages and lighting you, bringing Brush On, you know, to you as well as you, you know, as you being a good, if you in the audience, being a good audience to me, man, because, you know, them audience mean a lot, man. The audience mean a lot for a comedian because that's like another whole part of comedy is the audience. It's you,
right,
the comedian, and then it's the audience. If you got a good audience, then man, it's good. It's, you know, it's good energy and everything. Everything is going well. But if you got a bad audience, it makes it hard for the comedian. And I know you ain't going to have a good audience all the time, but that's why I pray before I go out. And before I go out and step on that stage, I pray because you never know. They always put the serious-looking people up front, too. They just be sitting up there mm-hmm. looking at you with a stone-cold face. Well, you be like, why did they put them here? You know, it'd be crazy. But you know what? I've learned that the people that look serious, they're laughing. But they're not they're laughing on the inside. You mm-hmm. can tell after the show because them be the ones that walk up to you after the show like, hey, you was real funny. And I'm like, you didn't laugh one bit. And you find out that they're laughing on the inside. So you can't take things personal, you know, or judge a book by its cover. You know what I mean?
Most definitely, most definitely. Brush On, man, before we get into some more questions with you, we got some music that we got to get into. Because you know, we got the homie Frederick Hallelujah coming up at 9 o'clock or whatever. So we got some music and we got some more questions. So without any further ado, because you are from Dayton and Cincinnati is kind of like Dayton's neighbor because it's like 35, 45 minutes away, we're going to go ahead and get into some brand new Big C right here on the KS Radio Show. This is called So Different featuring Scott Sims. Right here for the first time ever on the KS Radio Show. Y'all keep it locked, man. We got more with the homie Brush On coming up next. Here is So Different. Check it out.
In the building, come stand up with your children. Yeah, this about to be a movie we filming. Ain't feeling right, better come get your healing.
I know we all
go like a college, go to other countries, people still in bondage, Yeah, Jesus about to help me shine. Like some polish, put me on. When other people made fun of me, testimony crazy. This just a summary. Made me a boss, now I run my own company. Still up in my 20s, when I bought my first property. Yes, Lord, you amazing. Got so many raises, that's why I try to write more songs than David. Keep taping, not about to start vaping. God next to me, like Cincinnati and Dayton. New subject, quit talking money, cars, and clothes. Church gotta quit moving slow. Radio full of poison. Bill Biv DeVoe, people life cut short. Marilyn Monroe, yo, this ain't my first time. With a dope rhyme, don't call me Big Meech. Hope I never do time. My God is different, ain't no equivalent. Purchase a Bible, no reason for ignorance.
I know,
yeah,
I know, don't deserve you, don't deserve.
To get my help today. Other people got their hand out, telling me they cash app. He not getting played, but he a class act. Need my blessing right now, ASAP. God write my song, yeah, we about to get some playback. He be preaching, get some sandals on fire. They not blowing out my candles.
What's up, y'all? This Chandler Alexander, gospel rapper, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Huh?
All right, y'all, man. We got something new from the homie C-Script all the way from Dayton, Ohio. This is his newest joint titled LTLU, which stands for Lift the Lord Up, which is what we're doing tonight on the KS Radio Show with the homie Brushine and Frederick. Hallelujah. Here is the homie C-Script's new joint. Check it out.
To the Most High, give it glory, no it don't stop, don't stop, can't stop, and it won't stop, cause my Lord is really on top, trying to spread his love and peace to my brothers on the corner, my brothers in the streets with the black to marijuana, and tell him he can save you if you let him really change you, and help you through your struggle, yeah my God is really able, to save all the pain you done built up, but his name you gotta lift up, give him praise every day for the ways he done made, was a slave to the sin but then I switched up, thank you God for the change that he made in my life, and the grace that he gave when he laid down his life, was a price to be paid, so he paid with his life, thank you Christ every day for being sacrificed,
hey, we lift the Lord up, lifting them up.
You give me strength when I can't, God. Know your name, I would never wanna take, God. Satan really want me to, but I ain't, God. To the day that they put me in the grave, and if it's just a wave, I'ma praise with the saints, God.
I'ma praise with the saints, God.
It's time to brag on the Lord, you know. Cause he the one to get the praise and the glory, bro. He's so hot, never seen nobody colder, though. Throw me down just so he can give me overflow. Didn't understand till I got a little older, bro. He taught me how to pat myself on the shoulder, bro. Cause everybody wanna prove everything that you do and everywhere that you go, you know.
Say we lift the Lord up. Lift them, lift them up.
Lord up.
Lifting them, lifting them up.
Yeah, we lifting the Lord up.
Lifting them,
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them in the red.
J.J. Harrison, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show.
Hey, this is Jay Real, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
All right, y'all, man, we back fresh off the playlist, the homie C-Script with LTLU, and before that, we played the brand-new Big Steve featuring Scott Sims with So Different. You guys, if you haven't checked out Tennis Shoe Preacher by the homie Big Steve, you're definitely missing out. I need you guys to check that out on all digital platforms tonight. Brush on, man. How you feeling, man? You feeling them tracks, man, or what?
Man, I like them, man. Hey, Big Steve, you know, that's my dude, man. He always say, I like the Dayton Cincinnati line. He killed that, man. I like that. But, yeah, I've been rocking with Steve for a while, man. Big Steve, that's my big brother, man. He be my big little brother, man. He be picking me up every time he see me, man. I'm like, man, put me down, man. But, you know, he done lost a little weight, so he done lost some weight now, so he don't pick me up no more. He just walk up to me, you know, and give me a threatening look. But that's my dude, man. I love that dude's testimony and everything, man. I rock with him, man. I rock with him.
Brush on, since you are my guest, and it is 8:30 here on the KS Radio Show, we do shout out. So, Brush on, since you are my guest, it's only right that I ask you if you have any shout-outs you want to give on tonight.
Man, I shout out, man. I don't want to leave nobody out, man. So I'm going to shout everybody out, every artist from Dayton, Ohio, man. I'm going to say every artist, you know, not just Christian artists, but people out there that's doing the work, man. Cincinnati, Indianapolis, man. And these are all the cities, like Richmond, Indiana, Springfield, Xenia, Ohio. Man, Minnesota, Minneapolis, man, is a place, man, that they doing it up there, man. I just want to shout out everybody that's doing it, man. Everybody on the comedy scene, all my comedy brothers, man. Mike Jackson, man. Mark Gregory, man. Mika Terry, man. All the comedians, I had a chance to even, you know, stand on stage with, man, because it's a beautiful thing to just watch that art. And you know, it takes courage to get on that stage and rock in any form, rap or comedy. And I do both, man, and that's crazy, man. So I'll give a shout-out to my dude Leroy Brown, who came and had an awesome word at my friend's funeral today, man. He did a great job. He's a Christian. He's a believer in Christ, man, and he was able to minister, you know, and minister and tell a story about my friend at the same time. So it was a beautiful thing, man. But everybody that's doing something, and hopefully they find their way to the blood of Jesus Christ, man, on the way, you know, because that's what I did. And it's like, wow, that's a beautiful thing. That's what I hope for. Every shout-out that I give, saved or unsaved, struggling or not struggling, man, I hope they find their way to the cross, man. That's my shout out.
Amen. And there's room at the cross for everybody because Jesus loves everybody. That's amazing,
everybody.
Bro. Brushon, as a, you know, I want to call you a public figure. So because you are a comedian. Yeah. So as a public figure and as a comedian, how did you perfect your craft?
Man, I'm still perfecting my craft, man. Perfecting my craft is not telling a joke. It's a state of mind to be on stage and be comfortable, where you at, knowing that you're sent. My pastor said, anywhere you go, you're sent. So that's the mind state that I go. I don't go with a mind state to go make you laugh. I go with a mind state to say that I'm sent to bring you a word, right? So that's crazy, man, that you asked that, because perfection is in the state of mind that you're in, you know? And usually, man, when I'm in a great state of mind is when I'm in Christ, when I'm, you know, actually seeking God for the jokes, the sense of humor, you know, the spiritual part. Because, bro, Sean, you got the spirit, you got your physical, you know, your flesh, and you got your soul, you know. And with Brashan, it's three of me, bro. You know, you got Brashan, then you got Sean, and then you got Bald Head Nut. And that was who I, you know, that's the one that I got locked up in the cage, is Bald Head Nut. You know, I had to lock him up in the cage when I got saved, and it's like, but he still be talking. Bald Head Nut be over there talking in the cage. He like a gorilla in the cage. And I don't let him out. But sometimes, man, him running his mouth get to me. So, you know, and I don't know if you get that, but, you know, being a man of God, man, I'm not perfect is what I'm saying. And most of the time I have to get to a place and find that place in God to be comfortable in the doing my craft. But I told you it's a gift too, and the gift comes out without repentance. So sometimes I don't have to be doing the right thing to get up there and do the gift that God gave me, you know. But when it's perfected, it's when I'm doing God's will. That's when it's perfected. So And most of the time I'm there, but I ain't gonna say all the time. I can't get up there and say, hey, every show that I've done, I was in the right place. Heck nah, you just don't know. I probably done came in out of somewhere, boy, y'all wouldn't even know. But God gave me the grace, and he gave me the grace and mercy to grow in these areas, and that's where it's at, man. It's like, dang, God, thank you for your grace and mercy to be here today. Because man, I've been in a lot of places, man, and I found out that every artist that I ever seen, every artist that I've been on stage with, every artist that I cross paths with, you know, all has a struggle, you know, mm-hmm. And we all have to fight to get to a place in God every day, you know, and that's mm-hmm. a beautiful thing that we. That's the route that we go. You know what I mean? Like, the route, our fight is getting closer to God. The world fight is to get trend, the thing that's trending. You see? And mm-hmm. the thing that's trending to a Christian is Jesus. You know what I mean? But Jesus will never be trending to the world until he come back. You see what I'm saying? Like, only time Jesus is going to be trending is when he comes to the clouds, and then everybody, Facebook, you know, Instagram, Twitter, all going to be on, because we all going to see Jesus. So, man, I'm waiting till the day Jesus get the trending. That's what I'm waiting on, man. And it's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing, brother. It is. Brashan, man, what made you tell me yes about being a guest tonight?
You my dude, bro. What you mean? Yes, I've been waiting to get on your show. But, you know, sometimes, man, I'm going to keep it real, man. Like, I don't be wanting to look like, hey, man, a bugaboo. And like, hey, let me on the show, bro. Like, and, you know, like, sometimes I'm learning in life that two people can be face-to-face and have two different perceptions. Like, you probably wanted me to ask you to come on the show, and I'm like, I hope he asked me to come on the show. You know what I mean? And that's the crazy part.
Yeah.
For real, bro. Like, man, living life, that's what you start to learn. Like, okay, Sean, get out the way. You know what I mean? Yeah, hey, drop some pride. Ask. But you my dude, man. Every time I see you, man, you like I can't even explain it. You kind of rough around the edges, like if you wasn't saved, it looked like you would be somebody's hitman. You know what I mean? Just out of the blue. But since you saved, for real, man. You like you got that rugged look, though. And I'm like, dang, dude. Like, and then you know, the first time I seen you was dancing all the time. I'm like, that's my dude. Like, he got energy. We both got energy, man. That's what I like about you, man. And anytime, man, that you ask me to do something, I'm there if God is willing. You see what I'm saying? Because you in the kingdom. Anybody in the kingdom of God that's doing work for God, of course, that's what made me say yeah, because I'm a willing vessel, man. And I know you're a good guy, man, not by just what I think. It's just because you're in the kingdom of God. That's why I say you're a good guy. Even if you're a bad guy in the kingdom of God, you're a good guy to me because I know where you need to go. I know you know where you need to go. You know what I mean? So we get there eventually, even if we tripping. So that's what I'm saying, man. Alicia, old man, you my dude, man. You always been, man. I keep an eye on you. Just know that.
Definitely appreciate that. Brushon, with you being, you know, a public figure comedian, how can people get a hold of you to book you for their future event?
Man, you can book me you can hit me with my email is brushonlindsey@yahoo.com. That's brushonlindsey@yahoo.com. You can hit me on my inbox on Facebook. You know, I know that's kind of ghetto, but that's how I work, man. If I see you pop up in my inbox, hey, Sean, I need you to come out here, man. We can negotiate or whatever, man. You know, you can hit me up on Instagram, any social media that I'm on, you can hit me that way. You can call me. But I ain't going to, you know, like, you can call me if you got my number. Like, if you know somebody that know me that got my number, you can call me from there. You know what I mean? Because I ain't going to put my number out because I already got people calling me that's crazy anyway. But I look at shows, man, and I'm starting to look at it as a business thing. But before I was looking at it just straight ministry. You see what I'm saying? Because God has always provided a way for Brushon, man. You know, he always provided a way for me, you know, provided a way for me, man, to make money anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, it never been really about the money thing until people started making money off of me. You see what I'm saying? Then I had to take a look at it like, okay. You see what I'm saying? So, like, okay, now, and that's how I still work. I work the same way. You know, if it's service work, then let it be service work. But if you're benefiting off of it, we both need to benefit. See what I'm saying? But you can reach me. You can reach me on all social media sites. You can reach me up, like I said, by my email. Hit me up on my email. And I will come and give you my best, man. Come and give you my best, man. My best. When I get up there, I work. When I get up there, it's like a job. You know what I'm saying? I get up there and I go to work. I prepare and I come in every time, man. Ready to go.
Amen. Brushon, how can people get a hold of you on social media? Are you on Instagram? Are you on Twitter? What's your handles?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram under Brushon1975. When you type in Brushon, you will see me. You get on YouTube, you type in Brushon Lindsey, you will see me. Facebook is Brushon Lindsey. I got a comedy page on Facebook, and it's just Brushon. And I got a comedy page on that's Brushon Comedy Page. And you can just type in, when you type in Brushon, you'll pretty much get me, man. You can Google Brushon and get me. That's the beautiful thing, is just start clicking and go through. That's what I tell people. Just Google my name. And I don't be cocky with it, but one day I Google my name. I was happy as heck. I was like, heck no. Look at my Google. Yeah, I get excited, man. Like, but you know, like I said, man, just this year I'm going to be a little bit more professional reaching out to people, reaching out to people that's in different crafts and that can help me out in the moving forward and, you know, in this craft that God gave me, you know. So this year is going to be the year where you see the business part of Brushon, man.
I got you. Well, Brushon, man, we're going to get into some more music, some new music. Speaking of new music, Deontay Hall and the homie Godfearing. I believe you were you at the Midwest on Fire event that Big C put on?
Yeah, I was. Well, that was in Cincinnati, right?
Yes.
At the Palace, yeah, that's where, yeah, yep, so it was. That was jumping, too. Hey, yeah, that was jumping.
So I believe Deontay Hall was there that night, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, because he wasn't there at the award show. He was there at the Midwest on Fire event where you opened up, right?
Yeah. Sure was, man. I'm wondering
That was our first time seeing TJ Godfrey live. Anyway, TJ Godfrey and Deontay Hall. This is Deontay Hall's new song called Growth, and it's featuring the homie Godfrey right here on the KS Radio Show. Man, y'all keep it locked, man. We got one more question with the homie Brushon, and then at 9 o'clock, we got the homie Frederick Hallelujah with his brand-new track. Y'all going to enjoy. I promise you, y'all going to enjoy. I got a trick up my sleeve. Y'all keep it locked, man. It's the homie KS. Here is Growth right here on the KS Radio Show. Check it out.
Program called From Forgiveness to Healing. From Forgiveness to Healing is a faith-based 8-week transformational journey that supports individuals through the process of forgiveness. The program is designed to help individuals release the burdens and pains that they have experienced due to unforgiveness. Most people don't realize the toxicity that unforgiveness creates in their lives and how it impacts decision-making and how they interact with others. From Forgiveness to Healing helps individuals gain insight into how their painful and stressful life experiences impact how they view themselves and others. Here are just some of the benefits of the From Forgiveness to Healing program. Individuals gain an understanding of the process of forgiveness, learn the importance of self-compassion, deepen their relationship and connection with God, learn to relate differently to their painful or stressful life experiences, develop a new way to handle life experiences, are empowered to live their desired lives, have access to a supportive community of believers. From forgiveness to healing was divinely given to me by God. It was my answered prayer on how to help my clients move along their healing journey. I knew what God had given me was impactful, but I had no idea the level of impact it would have on people's lives until they started experiencing the material. Here are some of the comments from the participants on how they describe their experience with the program. This journey has been God's cosmetic surgery to a new life, new relationship, new spirit, new love, new appreciation. Very valuable, especially to people dealing with abuse, trauma, grief, or unforgiveness. Going into the class with an open mind and heart may allow you to receive all, if not a part of what you hope to receive on your forgiveness and healing journey. This journey was enlightening, and I know that I have to do my best to live out what I learned.
The Forgiveness to Healing program has made a huge impact in my life, and I am starting to see the effect of the change in me, how it affects those that I'm connected to. This program has allowed me to actually go back to where my pain story started and address some of those issues that I thought were gone, but I've still been dealing with over time. It allowed me to learn to let go of past hurts and also learn the process of forgiving, like truly forgiving people for the pain that they've caused me, as well as take accountability for the pain that I've caused others.
From Forgiveness to Healing is your opportunity to learn how to relate differently to your painful and stressful life experiences. Are you ready to experience freedom and healing? Then register today for this life-changing program.
Hey, this is Ariana Marie, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
All right, yeah, man, we back. Hey, man, shout out to our sponsor on tonight, Rosalind Smith Counseling. You guys just heard her commercial. If you guys want to sign up for her From Forgiveness to Healing course, her class, then, you know, just click the link in the description to her website and book a session today. Bro, Sean, you still there, bro?
Yep. What's up, man? Alicia?
Hey, man. Did you enjoy that track by Deontay Hall called Grow?
I did, man. I enjoyed it, man. I did. I liked it, man. I'm more of a hype type person music, but I liked it. You know, I'm a hype like person. I like hype music, man. Like, but I liked it, man. It's definitely jumping.
Definitely had a message in it. 2022, we all gotta grow into the person,
yep,
the man or the woman that God has, you know, called us to be, designed us to be, and that includes growing and perfecting our craft. So whether if it's drawing, whether if it's singing, rapping, in your case, being a comedian, whatever the case may be, whatever your gift is, you need to grow in it. And if you are experiencing hurt, then you need to grow from that as well. Anyway, Rashawn is my guest on tonight. He is a Christian comedian out of the Dayton, Ohio area. And before we let you go, can you give us your social media handles again? And how can people book you? What's your booking email?
My booking email is brushonlindsay@yahoo.com. That's BRASEANLINDSEY. You can hit me on Instagram at brushon1975. Facebook is Sean Lindsay. My government name is Sean Lindsay. That's SEAN, the real way how to spell Sean. Anybody spell it different, we got a problem. And you can also hit me on YouTube if you want. It's under Brushon Lindsay. Type in. You can check out my videos and all that, man. Just kind of hit me in the inbox would be great. like I said, like if you know somebody I know that got my number, man, you can hit them up and definitely call me or hit me with a text.
Hey, man, did you enjoy yourself tonight?
Man, I did, man. I enjoyed myself, man. Thanks for allowing me to get on the show, man. I've been waiting to get on the show, boy. I'm like, heck nah, it must be the year right here, boy. This going to be the year. We starting it off great, too, man. I'm starting it off on your show, man. It was a great interview. I thought you was going to hit me with some hard questions, boy. I thought you was going to hit me with them, boy, them life shakers, boy. Like, yeah, you okay, so what happened here, brother? You know, but you didn't, though. You kept it real easy. You know, unless you got one last question that you about to drop on me. What's up?
No. No, bro, man. I just appreciate you for just, like, you know, just wanting to be a guest.
What happened on 2021 on January 19th? We heard about it. Nah, man. Life is good, man. You know, in the kingdom of God, bro. Like, I did want to say this, though. Reading the word and what I do in comedy, man, is when I read the word, man, and I got to talk about the word on stage, you know, I show empathy even in the word of God, in the stories of God. I put myself in their shoes and I get jokes out of them, man. And one of the jokes that I'm working on now, man, is, Adam and Eve, man, and just talking about how Adam felt when God came and they ate of the fruit, man, and when God approached him. Can you imagine that feeling, man? Like, I mean, it's nothing like it, man. And it's something close. It's like when the black man get pulled over by the police. That's the only thing close. The flavor leave your mouth, you know, especially if you got something on you. And everything just go crazy. Just like, boom, you know, when that authority comes to you. And just think if it's God, you know, and Adam had to deal with God. And God gave him grace, man. But at the same time, just imagine how Adam felt when God stepped to him. Like, ugh, that was just a crazy feeling. Have you ever been in trouble before, Alicia?
Yes, I have.
Do you know the feeling when you caught, when you just dead caught? And do you know that
dead
feeling?
Dead caught.
That feel?
There's no butterflies in your stomach. You don't know what to do next. You are shaking in your socks. Your kneecaps are
right.
Knocking against each other. Yeah, it's not a good feeling.
Stop. You go in a state of shock, kind of, but you can still function. And that's where Adam was. So you know, just think about that, man. Just think about it, man. Adam, man, when he did it, man, you know, God gave him favor, man. And he clothed him and he put him out of the Garden of Eden, but he still gave him favor. And that's what he does to us because a lot of times we've been caught, just straight up caught, man. And because God sees everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if we begin to act like we're caught, then we can do better, you know. And that's how I'm living my life today. As, hey, I'm caught. Man, what can I do to repent and get out of this situation? And God allows me and give me grace and mercy to do better, man. And that's it, man. So I'm blessed, man. And I'll let everybody know I do got a show coming up, and I'm going to post it on social media. If y'all want to come out and check out Brashawn, do some comedy, man, come on out, man. We're going to bring the energy. We're going to bring the jokes. We're going to laugh together, you know, and because I'm retarded. I'm telling you, I've been retarded all my life, and I'm saying that in a way as being funny, right? I've been retarded all my life. Like, I'm just goofy by nature. I'm at work, and people just laugh at me for no reason. I don't even be joking. I'll be like, why are they laughing? But God just gave me this gift, man, and I'll take it, I'll receive it, and hopefully I can bring you joy and a good word.
Amen. Well, you guys can follow my guest, Brashawn, on Instagram, like he mentioned, at Brashawn1975. That's B-R-A. S-E-A-N. If you are listening to the show right now, definitely give him a follow. 1975 at the end of Brashawn. And if you guys have any events coming up that you guys need a comedian or a host, definitely reach out to him at Brashawn Lindsey, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, at Yahoo. If you guys need any of the information, definitely do not hesitate. Do not be afraid to inbox me so I can give it to you so you can get in contact with Brashawn. Well, Brashawn, man, I enjoyed you on tonight, bro. I will talk to you later on. have a great rest of the weekend. And I'm hoping that your brother feels better. I mean, who is it, your brother that's in the nursing home?
Yeah, my little brother, man, he's doing great, man. You know, he's doing great. Like, sometimes, man, it's crazy because Jason is doing great, man. People asked about him, and I'm like, you know, he just can't move his body, but his mind works great. And I just went in tonight, and he smiled. I'm going to post a picture. He let me take a picture of him to post on Facebook tonight, and I'm going to do it. And he never does that, so he had to be in a good mood today. So, you know, just keep praying for my little brother, man. Anybody that knows the prayer, you know, just know how to pray, man, and just pray for him, man, because, you know, he got a lot of faith, and he had faith that he's going to walk again, man, and I'm walking in faith with him. So just pray for him.
Amen. Well, yeah, we got to walk by faith, not by sight. Like Flyboy said, earlier, again, enjoy the rest of your weekend, bro. God bless you, and thank you again for being a guest on the KS Radio Show.
All right, man. Shout out to my dude Flyboy, too. That's my dude right there, boy. Dang. All right. Okay, man. Y'all have a good one. Man, y'all have a blessed weekend. Make sure you wash the back of your neck. A lot of people miss that part. And then, like, when I'm looking at the back of your head, I see little streaks of dirt on the back of your neck. Make sure you hit that back. You know what I'm saying? But have a blessed night, y'all, man. Okay? And I love y'all, man.
Hey, man, you guys. We got the homie Frederick Hallelujah up next. But right now, here is Reborn with the free interlude. You guys, check it out.
See, that's what happens. That's what happens. God does something with you, and your old crew think you done got brand new. Guess what? You did. Quit apologizing for that. Quit apologizing for that. Quit coming down and telling them, no, it ain't like that no more. No, we still cool. Quit saying that. Because what you're saying is, I still want to be in bondage to the me that you used to know. I'm sorry, I am not that person anymore. Those demons have been eradicated, and he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So if you don't recognize me, that's not my fault.
It's your boy, RL, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show. Home to the most exclusive interviews and the most exclusive music. We reppin' Jesus Christ, baby, let's go!
All right, y'all, man, we back. It's 9 o'clock. Y'all already know what time it is. The homie Frederick Hallelujah is in the building. Frederick, man, are you there, bro?
Yeah, what's going on, bro?
Bro, this is long overdue. I will say this publicly and privately. This interview is long overdue. You feel me?
Well, to tell you the truth, this is my first interview of 2022.
Bruh, I'm just honored to have you on the show. I know we've been friends for at least 2 years, but I am really glad to have you on the show tonight. For real.
I appreciate that. You know, the honor's all mine, man. I see you out there grinding, bro. I see you grinding. Hey. Like, I'm telling you, bro, I'm like Bruce Wayne just watching everybody do their thing while I'm doing my thing, you know, plotting to take over the world of Christian hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. Speaking of taking over the world, man, you got a brand-new track that just dropped called Give Me the Ghost.
Yeah, man. I have a lot in store for this year. You know, this is the first single of something that I'm working on. I'm not going to say too much, but, you know, shout outs to Rick and Thaddeus and Gibbo Beat, who produced that joint. You know, it's something different that I want. You know, it's kind of like a mumble rap, Christian mumble rap,
mm-hmm.
But you can understand what I'm saying.
Amen. Well, before we get into your song, the inspiration behind it, the producer, all that good jazz, we want to know who Frederick Hallelujah is, where you're from, single parent home or married parent home. We want to know your background. We want to know the quick summary of your testimony.
Okay. Well, my name is Frederick Christopher Sawyer Brimage. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. Born 1986, you know what I'm saying? So I'm from that Generation Y. And, you know, I was born, you know, it was a you know, single-parent home, but, you know, sometimes, you know, I love my parents, but, you know, sometimes, you know, parents just can't get it right at times. But that's the chaos outside of Christ. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I love them so much. You know, I'm really glad to be a black man and still have them in my life, because a lot of people has lost their parents within the past 2 years. You know what I'm saying? So I consider myself extremely blessed. You know what I'm saying? You know, my backstory, you know, it's a long one, man. It's a long one. Just know that, you know, God's appointed time got me where I'm at right now. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no looking back. And if I look back, then I never deserved them in the first place.
Most definitely. So, like, how did you get into music?
I want to give a shout-out to, you know, my old crew, the Crown Squad, you know, that was AG, Hazy, Slim, you know, just to name a few, you know, Knowledge. This, you know, I've been rapping since I was, like, 13, you know, but really started taking it serious at the age of 14. You know, so I'm 21 years in this, you know what I'm saying? One of my best friends, Hazy, you know, he was my ghostwriter for a little bit, you know, until I started picking up the pen and started writing my own, you know. So he introduced me to the world of hip-hop, you know, before I started calling Jay-Z, I was calling him Jazzy. And people looking at me like I'm stupid, like, you don't know who Jay-Z is? And, you know, I didn't know what hip-hop was until, like, you know, when I was 13. You know, but I always loved music. You know what I'm saying? I always loved music.
Absolutely. Frederick, how was your Friday? Did you have a good day today? Productive day or anything?
Yeah, you know, it's snowing up here in Boston right now. So, you know, I did my due diligence. You know, I was me and my younger sister. Shout out to my younger sister Tiffany. She's probably listening right now. Shout out to Glitty Gang. You know, to Darren Shea. I went out, you know, and did some plowing. You know, some shoveling. I would say did some shoveling. You know, got all that snow and ice off the car. You know, made sure that our walkway, we don't trip and fall if we go out there. Because if I fall, I'm going to stay right there. I ain't playing no games. But, yeah, you know, my Friday's been productive. You know what I'm saying? I'm really anticipating the unknown from the Lord. And I could be biting off more than I can chew, but I'm going to have to face it. So, you know.
Before we get into your song tonight, I have a commercial, an announcement, and I got something new from the homie Gentile. That's Gentile with a J. He emailed me something back in the summer. So this is my very first time ever playing it. And I got it from a very credible source who's also another DJ that I follow and support. And he has always sent me music. So I know it's fire. And it's my first time hearing it. So it's going to be y'all first time hearing it. So it's a lot of firsts tonight. So I'm really excited for this joint by the homie Gentile, J-E-N-T-I-L-E. I have no idea what his social media information is. But this track is called All the Same. And he released it this past summer, 2021. So you guys strap in, buckle in, and we're going to go ahead and get into this All the Same track by the homie Gentile right here on the KS Radio Show. Keep it locked. We got more with the homie, Frederick Hallelujah, up next. Check it out.
All day, every day, it don't matter what I say. When I'm up, when I fall, you still love me all the same. You never change, you never change. Through everything, you still love me all the same. All day, every day, it don't matter what I say. When I thought you still left me all the same. You never change, you never change.
Yeah.
Through everything, you still left me all the same.
Many days feel like I could never change. Vicious circle, feel the pain. Act that now I feel ashamed.
I'm here again. I took the bait. I'm Stephen Hawkins, I can't take a step of faith. I need your grace.
I need your grace.
I'm broken lame, I can't go another day without your strength.
Without your strength.
I need your Lord, feel like I'm a hopeless case.
When I stripped down to the nitty gritty, cause I went rogue trying to chase pennies, and I finally wised up and quit clowning, and look around, you still with me. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. Anybody else would've called it quits, but you call me son like I never sinned. Then I do it again. I'm just a man, I'm only human, I'm prone to sin. I can't cope with life without folding in, but you holding gin. In the coldest winds, you keep me warm. In the coldest temps, when temptation come rolling in, I pray this time my hope is in you.
All day, every day, it don't matter what I say. When I'm up, when I fall, just don't let me all the same. You never change, you never change. Through everything, you still let me all the same. All day, every day, it don't matter what I say. When I fall, you still love me all the same. You never change, you never change. Do everything, yeah. You still love me all the same.
Unstable like Chernobyl, for a long time I've been photogenic. Behind the scenes a cynic, not quite free like Vogel. But I know you know though, yeah. Yeah, you see all the good, the bad, the ugly, from the Wild West to the Eastwood. You stretch your arms for me,
you stretch your arms for me.
Took all my darkest scenes when you hung up on that dogwood tree. You gave it all for me,
you gave it all for me.
Till I just give you bits and parts of me. What's wrong with me?
When I go camp in the past tense and I get lost in the wilderness, and I cry out cause I'm so scared. You got me home, you don't leave me there. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. Anybody else would've called it quits, but you call me son like I never sinned. Then I do it again. I'm just a man, I'm only human, I'm prone to sin. I can't cope with life without folding in, but you holding gin. In the coldest winds, you keep me warm. In the coldest temps, when temptation come rolling in, I pray this time my hope is in you.
All day, every day, it don't matter. When I fall, you still love me all the same. You never change, you never change. Through everything, you still love me all the same. All day, every day, it don't matter what I say. When I'm up, when I fall, you still love me all the same. You never change, you never change. Through everything, you still love me all the same. All day, all day, every day.
What up, y'all? This your boy D1. Right now, you are rocking with the KS Radio Show. Yeah.
Yo, this is Brody Da Vinci, and you are now tuned in to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Bless.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by her God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Hey, this is Queen Lynn, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. KS Nation, we are back. That was Gentile with All the Same. something that he released this past summer. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that track. Also, we had an announcement from ShalomChi.com, which is an online fashion boutique for women. So all the husbands out there, you know, your wife has a birthday coming up, or she's getting a promotion at her job, or whatever the case may be. Or if you are a daughter and you want to buy something nice for your mother for Mother's Day, yep, that time is coming up. You can hit the link to ShalomChi.com in the description of this show and shop today. Lori always has something amazing, something very fashionable, something very affordable for the women. So definitely get you something today to support that woman in your life. Click the link and shop today. Shout out to the homie Frederick Hallelujah, who is my guest on tonight. Frederick, man, what do you think about that Gentile track called All the Same?
Yeah, I like that, man. I was banging with that. That's something that you can just ride in the car to, you know what I'm saying, just cruise.
Big facts. I enjoyed it from beginning to end. So that was the first time for me, because I usually listen to music before I upload it, but I just needed something new. And I'm glad that I made the right decision to play that on tonight. So I'm glad that you enjoyed it. KS Nation, if you guys have any questions, or, you know, you want to give Frederick some encouragement on tonight, just press the number one key. But if you haven't called in yet, there's still time to call in. The number is 914-205-5471. You can dial it and, you know, just call in and listen live to the homie Frederick give his testimony. And he's going to tell us about his new song called Give Me the Goats. And I think you guys are going to enjoy it. I promise you, you guys are going to enjoy it. But Frederick, man, before we get into your music, with you being my guest, it's only right that I ask you this question. Do you have any shout-outs that you would like to give on tonight? Producer, friend, barber, anybody?
Yeah, I got a list of shout-outs. First, I want to, you know, give a shout-out to the King of All Kings and the host of heaven. You know what I'm saying? Without God, none of this is possible. All of this is meaningless without him. I want to give a shout-out to Soraya and Kyra. Those are my baby girls. You know, daddy loves y'all so much. I want to give a shout-out to Glitty Gang, you know, Tiffany, Sadira, Shay. I want to give a shout-out to Christlight Music Group, CLMG. That's my whole squad from Telling the Truth. Rock Lee, TFL, Overcomer with a K, not a C, Unnoticed Potential, King T, Rock Lee, Slim VZ. You already know what it is. Shout-outs to Zion over there at Eagle Eye Management. You know, my manager, Lady Shay, shout-outs to her all the way in Memphis. Shout-outs to C. Duffel. Shout-outs to everyone who's actually making some noise, you know, in the Christian community, and not just behind the pulpit, but actually out in the street. You know what I'm saying? Shout-outs to y'all. Shout-outs to the unbelievers that are actually looking for God now. You know what I'm saying? So, and shout-outs to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? You've been grinding. You've been doing your thing. So just shout-outs to you, man. And I would say this. Christian hip-hop needs people, more people like you, to give people a chance, because some of these platforms are kind of programmed to, you know, push people away from the independent artists. You know what I'm saying? No shade, but, you know, there's a lot more anointing. There's a lot of anointing in these streets with these people out here, these young cats out here, these young ladies and these young men of God out here doing their thing behind the mic. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Definitely know what you're saying. Definitely know what you're saying. And you wasn't lying. You actually did have a whole list of people.
Yeah,
that's
man,
all
that's
the individuals that you named, man, for real, bro. Well, I do have a couple shout-outs on my end that I want to give to. I talked to my son Tristan before the show began, and, of course, he always wanted to be on the show. He wants to be on the show every week. So, big shout-out to my little man, Daddy's Champ, Tristan Torres. Shout-out to Jesus Christ, of course, because without him, none of this would be possible. Shout-out to, you know, Joe Focus still on the line, Glory Shalom, Octavia Jordan is still on the line, the homie Go Yee, my sister Kanisha, my mom, and the homie Kyle from Matthew 6:33 Church over there in KY, holding it down on the KS Radio Show. I love y'all, man. I appreciate all the support. And I just want to let y'all know, personally and live, that the hoodies are coming. All right? The KS Radio Show hoodies will be restocked before March. So definitely inbox me your size and everything in that nature, and I will make sure that you get a hoodie. Frederick, man.
Oh, that, I need one of those.
All right, inbox me your size, bro. I'm putting in the order tomorrow, so definitely it's going to take a little. It's going to take maybe about a week to get here, and then I can ship them out. But other than that, Frederick, man, tell me about this new song called "Give Me the Ghost." What was the inspiration behind it?
Honestly, as soon as 2022 hit, you know, me and my fam was hit by with some bad news. But at the end of the day, it's all going to turn into the glory of God. And we live in a sick world. I'm not gonna sit here and sugarcoat it. This world sucks. So, Lord, I need more of you. Give me the ghost. Give me the ghost, Lord. I will give my life to tell the truth about who you are, the real Jesus, not that punk that they show on TV. You know what I'm saying? Not that passive, aggressive, oh, I love you, but you can do whatever you want type of Jesus. That's not the Jesus that I serve, and I don't care who don't like it. I stand for a generation, and this is what this song means. I stand for a generation who's actually going to follow in the footsteps of the apostles. You know what I'm saying? And
wow,
not everybody is a prophet, so some of y'all need to shut up.
The homie Fred, you letting the truth off the chain tonight. He letting it off the leash, y'all.
Not for real, man, because when someone claims that they're a prophet of the Lord and they're really not, and they're giving people, oh, the Lord's going to get you a house, or the Lord's going to do this, he's going to give you banking, he's going to put money in your bank. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. You need to tell the people they need to be obedient. I don't want the promise if I'm not obedient. I'd rather have obedience and discipline. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have the fruits of the Spirit. I'd rather go along with the Beatitude. I don't want a mansion. I don't want $1 million if I'm not being obedient to God. Because if – listen, man. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm working on right now is going to be very unpopular in the church. I'm not catering to the church on this one. I'm catering to the street. I'm going to go out there, and this is not to diss the church, because I don't want to be one of those people that say, oh, the church does this, the church does that. Oh, what about the church? What about the church? No, because I'm talking about myself. I stand for the church that's actually going to live for the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Not everyone's real. Not everyone's fake. So shout out to every single body who's out there doing what they're called to do.
Amen. Amen. Well, I've heard the track once or twice, and I really can't wait to hear it tonight. I know the KS Radio Show family can't wait to hear it either, because it's brand new, fresh off the press. Yep, y'all going to enjoy this one. Here is the homie Frederick Hallelujah with Give Me the Ghost right here on the KS Radio Show. We're going to run it up for the month of January, y'all. Let's get it.
Christ lies. Rayma, 2022 stuff. Give me the ghost, give me the ghost, yeah. Give me the ghost, yeah, hold the ghost, yeah. Give me the ghost, give me the ghost, yeah. Give me the ghost, yeah, hold the ghost. Give me more, yo, Holy Ghost. Only in the low will I brag and boast. You prophesied, start doing the most. You prophesied, start doing the most. Give me more, yo, Holy Ghost. Only in the low will I brag and boast. You prophesied, start doing the most. You prophesied, start doing the most. I'ma tell y'all right now, destruction is coming, homie. I'm married to the Christ in holy matrimony. Straight from the block into the church house. When I speak, they're all pink and white diamonds coming out my mouth. Holiness. Righteousness is the new cool. Satan thinks I don't know what it's up to. Nah, bro, Christ didn't raise no fool. I stand in this new age, but my soul is so old school. You may think things are out of control, but it's all under God's rule. Life is the way, Glitty really be the game. Rhyme a building up
22. Cut line.
Hey, yo, this is your boy, Go Yee, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Go.
Man, the homie Frederick Hallelujah with Give Me the Ghost, man, burning down the airwaves and the platforms tonight. Man, I am loving that track, bro. Is it already released?
Yeah, it's everywhere now. You know what I'm saying? Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, Deezer, you know, Shazam, YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Everywhere. It's on Bandcamp.com as well. You know, I want to give a shout out to Bandcamp.com. You want to know why? Because
why?
You don't have to get 10,000 streams just to get half of a penny. You know what I'm saying? They are actually for the artist. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Bandcamp.com. A lot of people are really not hip to Bandcamp.com, but Bandcamp.com, they pay you. Yes, they take 15%, but that's better than taking everything.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them. And shout out to Joe Focus too.
Amen. I will say this. I have purchased more than one song from Bandcamp. I'm not ashamed. I get up every morning and I chase MP3s just so I can, you know, get them uploaded to the system or give them to one of my partnerships. Shout out to Must Be Heard Radio, yeah. Charging Station Radio, GSWC Radio down in Memphis, Tennessee. Shout out to Extreme Praise Radio with an X. Man. Just so, you know, because I don't want to have the music just for the KS Radio Show or for Candy Collins. I want to be able to share the music with those who I know that will play it. Because the artists, the independent artists, they need radio play. And if I'm connected to people who will play the song, then why would I choose to be selfish with the song? That doesn't make any sense. Because I want the Lord to bless me. I want the Lord to bless my platform. So I'm going to share the music with those who I know that will listen or that will play it. That's including friends, families, haters, neighbors, partnerships. If I just met you yesterday and I got the track, I'm going to send it to you too. Because if it blessed me, it can bless you. So that's just my heart. That's my mind. That's just, you know, me pouring out my soul. So that hold it down for the independent artists. And if you are an artist and you're trying to get your music out there, then put your music on Bandcamp.com. Share the link. You never know who might purchase it.
Nah, that's facts, man. That's facts, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because, listen, I will say, listen, this is something that I told my dad years ago. I told him, I was like, Christian hip-hop is going to take over hip-hop. And he said, I don't see that happening. Bam. What do we got now? Some of the dopest artists claim the Lord. Some of the most influential artists claim the Lord. You know what I'm saying?
We definitely got
your KBs, we got your Lecraes, we got your Daytons, we got your Bizzles. You know what I'm saying? We got Reach Records. We got, you know, we got everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout outs to Cross Movement. Cross Movement was the beginning of all of this.
Facts. Truth Ambassador. Who else was a part of Cross Movement?
The Tonic, the Fanatic, True Life, the Ambassador, and we had a few other artists up there before they were a foursome. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway,
but yeah, man,
amazing group.
Everyone that you hear now is influenced by Cross Movement for real. So shout out to them. I really love those dudes.
Big facts. Frederick, who was the producer on that Give Me the Ghost track?
Rick and Thaddeus and also Gibbo Beat.
Now, have you worked with them before, or was this your first time working with them?
I've worked with them before. you know, but this is my first solo track working with them, you know, and I got plenty more where that came from, man. I got so much that I'm working on, and these guys are, you know, going to forefront it, and also Blazing Beats, you know. Shout out to Blazing Beats. I just found out recently that he's from Boston, so, you know, shout out to him. I got a bunch of music, you know, with him on the production.
Amen. Now, I do want to open up the phone lines in case if anybody that's listening now wants to give any feedback. And if you do want to give any feedback, just press the number one key right now. You just press one whenever you're ready. Take your phone off mute to be live and interact on the show, give feedback, or even ask the homie Frederick a question. But if not, I do have an announcement from a new partnership of mine, because, you know, I'll be on the grind. Shout out to the homies over at HustlePrayEat.com. You can shop with them for all of your apparel needs and desires. They got hoodies for men. They got hoodies for women. They got joggers that they came out with a couple months ago. So if you are not shopping with HustlePrayEat.com, then I need y'all to at least look at the website and shop today. Click the link in the description and, you know, check out the website. If nobody has Give Me the Ghost, is it on all digital platforms right now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's everywhere right now. So y'all can go enjoy it. You know, stream it up. Stream it up. Help a brother out. You know what I mean?
Amen. Stream it up. Go Facebook Live while you're listening to it. Make a Instagram Reel while you're listening to it. And, you know, tag the homie Frederick Hallelujah. You feel me? Because he needs your support. We all need your support. So definitely support the track, Give Me the Ghost. That's G-I-M-M-E-D-A, Ghost. You can find it everywhere on social media platforms and on digital platforms. So definitely support the homie Frederick Hallelujah. Frederick, man, what are your 2022 goals? I know that you got the single out. I'm pretty sure you got more than one single that you're going to release from the project that you are working on, or the EP or what have you. But what else are you working on?
I can easily say, you know, I'm gonna be so real about this. You know what I'm saying? I can easily say I'm working on this or I'm working on that. I'm working on this. I'm working on that. But what I'm working on is representing Jesus Christ to everyone who has been church hurt. My 2022 goals is to be more holy than I was last year. To actually hear the voice of God and portray it to the people the way it was given to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people get caught up in gifts. They get caught up in, oh, the promise. They get caught up in, oh, God's going to do this. God's going to do that. God's going to do this. But we can't treat each other right. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm working on music. I'm at a crossroads. I'm working on two. Oh, shout out to Goyi. You know what I'm saying? He's on the grind too, man. I love his rugged style. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so I'm working on a lot of music right now, and CLMG has just dropped our first mixtape I would say this is our second mixtape as a label, but the first mixtape was dropped all the way in 2014. But this is a whole new roster. Shout outs to them. We just dropped a new mixtape called CLMG United, and it's also on Bandcamp.com, and it has Give Me the Ghost on there, as well as a bunch of other bangers by my people. You know what I'm saying? But I'm working on a lot, but I also want to work on being a better representation of who Christ is, not that sugar-coated dude that they preach about all the time, because that's what's going to send people to hell. You know what I'm saying? People are not going to like me for it, but it's okay. It's okay that you're not going to like me for it. I have a new body and a new name waiting for me in glory. So that's what I'm working on, 2022. Being a better representation of who Christ is with my lifestyle,
Amen.
Not just throwing scripture at people. know what I'm saying?
Amen. Now, you said that you and your sister, the driveway early today. So, with you being an uncle.
Oh, no, I shoveled it. I shoveled it. She was in her room chilling.
Okay. Do you have any nieces or nephews?
Yeah, for my other siblings, this is my baby sister. I live with my baby sister. You know, but
okay.
My other siblings, they're out living on their own. So yeah, I got some nieces and nephews and stuff.
I got you. So with you being a Christian hip hop artist, are your nieces and nephews in tune with you? Like, do they listen to your projects and do they listen to your music? Do they like it? Do they not like it? Do they give you any like raw, uncut feedback?
To tell you the truth, they love it. My nephew Nas, shout out to Nas. He loves my drip drop stuff. You know what I'm saying? I got some Christian R&B, some Christian love music, you know, that's not provocative, but it's not boring or corny. It's real life, you know, and we can talk about that another time. Yeah, my niece, Honesty, she loves my song, Promise to Me. I have a music video on YouTube called Promise to Me, and I did that way back in like 2017, I believe. You know, so they rocking with it, and I just pray that my lifestyle rubs off on them, and they one day will be like mommy, daddy, or even uncle. Who is Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's amazing, bro. I won an award for best radio personality back in September, and I accepted the award with my son and my nephew by my side because everything I do is in the. I mentioned earlier that my son, he loves being anywhere near me when I'm doing the show, so I'm hoping that just by seeing me do God's work, interview people, go to concerts, I'm hoping that this will rub off on him and that you know, that he will know who Jesus is because of the example that his father has set. And I bring along my nephew because, you know, his father is there but also not there. I want to set the right example for the two little boys that's in my life and hopefully teach them to grow up to be great men of God. So that's why I asked
Amen.
About your nieces and nephews, because as public figures, shall we say, as Christians being, you know, in the limelight, we could forget about home. And I don't want me or you or anybody that's listening now to forget about home. And family is where home is. So it's important that we set the right example for our families, and that's believers and non-believers in any generation, because we all need Jesus, and we all need that right example, and his name is Jesus. So if we are following Jesus, then we should reflect him. I'm going to leave it at that.
Now, that's fact. That's fact, because home is the first ministry.
Facts. So, Frederick, man, we're going to get into some more new music because, you know, you gave us something new. It's only right that we reciprocate something new. And with you being from the Boston area, we're going to take a trip up north to New York with the homie Live SP featuring Marcus Rogers. This is his brand-new track called Drive Places. And just like you are going to be authentic with what God is telling you in 2022, whether people want to hear it or not, this track is doing the same thing, and you're going to hear the message in it. So without any further ado, KS Nation, KS Radio Show family, Frederick, man, this one is for y'all. Here is Live SP with Drop Places featuring Marcus Rogers. Check it out.
Thank you. Ain't no love lost, you know it's real. And I ain't come to play no games, I want these people healed. I'm crying in my prayer closet, talking to God for real. And I'm afraid if he talk back, then he gon' give me chills. What's the business? We've been sitting in these fivefold ministries. The prophet tell us something and we never even listening. The church so dry, they see lotion get convicted. You don't clap for your pastor, but you know he gon' mention it. If I ever say I'm trying to be humble, then I ain't humble. If I never say I struggle with sin, well that's a sin. You don't live what you be talking about. Whole lot of fleshly stuff. Everybody in their feelings. Whole lot of pacifiers. Yeah, they calling all the brothers sitting down to me. But they only calling brothers sitting look like me. But I preach kingdom over culture, only thing I see. And if you get up in your feelings, I'ma point to Jesus. Yeah, and you can try to reason any other way. But he told us to pick our cross up every single day. The church so focused on the business, they don't even pray. And we call everybody saved when they ain't even saved. Just because they lift their hands and pray what you pray. Holy Spirit tell you stay, you don't even say. But you too busy out here trying to get your lights up. And Jesus told us that the world would never light up.
Try places, you caught up in your religion.
Try places,
in love with church within.
Try places,
are you preachers or politicians?
Try places,
prophets making profits off the
churches and dry places. I'm seeing disappointment in all of these devil's faces. Killing my flesh and murdering demons. I'm catching cases. They looking up ways to beat me. They checking their database. I got a fire in my chest. You can never put it out. Man, I'm worshiping the king. I'm singing praises from my mouth. Feel his presence in the fire. No smoky, I'm camping out. We ain't playing church, man. These devils get cast out. Pride in church, politics get exposed and cast down. I know this thing is a fight, but I'm gunning for my crown. Man, I'm fueled by the spirit. My plane is leaving the ground. He left the 99, so I go where them souls are found. Gave me power over every single one of my enemies. I'm handing L's to the devil freely, like it's charity. Ain't no devil, ain't no witch, ain't no dry place scaring me. I got dominion, and you know I'm walking in authority. Come on,
and let the rain come down. Let the rain come down. Open up your world and let the rain come down. Let the rain come down up in the well. Jesus, open the well. Open the well. Dry places. You caught up in your religion.
Dry places.
In love with church within.
Dry places.
Are you preachers or politicians?
This is Chrissy Payne with Fox Culture, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show. Keep bearing fruit.
All right, y'all, man. That was the homies, Live SP, featuring Marcus Rogers with Drop Places. My guest tonight, well, my second guest tonight, is none other than Frederick Hallelujah. That's Hallelujah with a Y, not a J. In case you guys are trying to follow him on social media, again, that was Drop Places. Frederick, man, what you think about that track?
I love it, man. I love it, man. Like, when you can hear the anointing, but also a cry for the Lord in the music, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I've definitely been through some dry places. I've definitely felt what he felt, you know, and just coming out of it is the glorious thing, man.
Amen. Well, we do know that you have Give Me the Ghost. That's on all digital platforms right now, including Bandcamp.com. You guys definitely go support that track, cop that track, and stream that track. But with 13 minutes left into the show, this is the time where I ask my guests if they're comfortable with giving last remarks and praying us out. So if you have any encouragement that you want to give the listeners on tonight, this is the time. And then after that, you can go ahead and close us out with prayer.
Okay, bad. Well, first off, everyone who is listening or who is going to listen, God is going to give you what you have been praying for this year. He's going to give it to you, but not the way that you want it, the way that you need it. The thing is, if you mess it up, you might not get it again. That goes for investments. That goes for husband, wife. That goes for family. That goes for things that are going to help you along with your purpose in life. He wants you to be disciplined this year because he's getting tired of disobedience from his children. He can expect it from people outside of the church. But if you claim him, don't misrepresent him, because he is not going to claim you after a time. Grace runs out. Stop playing around with a God that is watching your every move. Yes, we're human. Yes, we mess up. But that can no longer be our excuse this year. Let's not do it, because I'll tell you right now, the enemy is building so much against us right now on earth that is going to affect our physical. It's not just going to be a spiritual fight no more. It's going to be battlefield earth. That's what it's going to be. So please, install in your children. Love the Lord, but know who the Lord is for yourself first. And if you're in sin, get out of sin. Please, just stop it. Texting that girl at night or texting that dude at night or going to that party or doing what you're doing, it's not worth it. Hell is for a long time, but I don't want to threaten people with, oh, you're going to go to hell, you're going to go to hell. But there's something worse than hell. It's called separation from God forever, meaning that there's no more contact forever. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, Most High God, in the name of Jesus, by the authority that you have given me through your Son Jesus Christ and through your Holy Spirit, I pray that those people who are listening, their brains and their minds just get it, that they get it, Most High God, that they let the last 20 years go. Let the last 20 years go so you can move into your future. In the name of Jesus, I pray boldness over everyone who is listening right now, Most High God, because it's coming to the point where it's either God or death. You know, Most High, I just want to thank you for platforms like this, and I pray that you bless my brother with more than abundance, more than he's ever asked for, Most High God. Bless him with the discipline to know how to control and manage the territory that you're going to give him. I pray that you bless him, Lord. I pray that you bless the artist so the artist can bless him for blessing them. Keep the blessings in the family, meaning the body of Christ. We want to thank you, Lord, for putting up with us. We thank you for putting up with us and not giving up on us, Lord. Help us to forgive one another and help us to stop lying to you by saying, oh, we love you, but treat everyone like dead dirt, Lord. I pray for the generation of young people that's really going to stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. And we ask for your help, Lord, because we don't want to do this year without your help. I don't want to manage nothing without your help, Lord. I don't want to do CLMG no more if you're not in it, Lord. I don't want to make music anymore, Lord, if you're not in it, Most High God. Help us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. With it being a new year, we don't want to continue to play around with Jesus, but we don't know what's coming down the pipeline, what the education system is going to do next. With COVID still running wild, new variants every 5 months or something crazy, shots that we got to continue to take, right now is the time to give your life to Jesus. And with me being a changed man, with Frederick being a changed man, with Brushon being a changed man, we only changed because of the blood of Jesus and because we submitted to Christ. So if you hear Christ knocking on the door to your heart, don't harden your heart, okay? Give Jesus a chance because salvation is essential, especially in these days, because we don't know if we're going to wake up the next day. We don't know if we're going to get, if we're going to make it back home. So here is the salvation clip by the homie Reborn. Check it out.
I want to read a familiar passage in Romans 10. It says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned, but today I make a decision to give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. And I received that salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant that prayer, I want you to know that heaven is rejoicing right now, and we're celebrating right now with you wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
This is Tiffany, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the exclusive interviews and music.
Amen, you guys. We are back again. If you have enjoyed the show, and if you haven't heard of Jesus until tonight, and you are contemplating about giving your life to Jesus, you can do it right here, right now, because of the message that you have heard tonight, how he changed Brashawn, how he changed Frederick, and you could be changed as well. It's still a new year. It's not too late. So, again, God bless both of my guests, Frederick and Brashawn. God bless all my listeners on tonight, the Listen Lab, and those that will listen to the replay. Frederick, man, how can people get a hold of you on social media?
Y'all can reach me at FREDDRICKHALLELU, capital Y, capital A, capital H, at on basically everywhere, you know. That's Facebook, Instagram. I am Frederick Hallelujah. You know, if anyone wants to book me, you know, you can book me at f.booking7@gmail.com. And just hit me up on Facebook. You know, I want to interact with the people, you know. And just, you know, that's my ministry. I like to build with people one-on-one, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I don't always need a mic to say God is good, you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely, most definitely. Again, you guys definitely check out the links to, you know, my partnerships in the description of the show, from HustlePrayEat.com, EvesGarden.com. You can follow @_EvesGarden for more information on Instagram. Check out RosalindSmithCounseling.com. Check out ShalomSheet.com. And also, you can check out the Facebook page at Facebook.com/KSRadioShow1. You can follow me everywhere on social media at KS Radio Show. And if anybody wants to, you know, sow into my ministry or support the station, you can send donations and love offerings through Cash App, ELISEO, capital TORREZ. You guys, we are going to close the show out with, I believe I have some new music from the homie True Music, who has his very first CD release party tomorrow night in Stanton, Ohio. If you are in Cincinnati or Dayton or, you know, Akron or anywhere nearby Stanton, you guys definitely want to be in the place tomorrow evening. It is a free event. If you need the information, definitely inbox me so I can send you the flyer. I do know that Big Steve and I believe Iceberg 517 will be there as well to support. They got some tracks. They got some music they're going to do. And we just wish True Music all the support from around the world for his very first project. Anyway, this is called Jesus First off of his project, Jesus First. You guys have a blessed night. Again, don't forget to follow Brashawn on Instagram at BRASEAN1975 and follow Frederick Hallelujah on Instagram as well. That's Frederick Hallelujah, HALLELU, capital Y, capital A, capital H. So, anyways, have a blessed night. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. Much love, peace, and God bless. Keep Jesus at the center of everything that you do, because he will continue to bless you and lead you and guide you. Here is True Music with Jesus First. We'll see you guys in the next episode next week. Keep it locked.
Yo, this is True Music, and you are listening to KS Radio. Keep it locked.
Alive, and I know what I'm here for. Eyes to the sky, with Christ I rise. When he appear, bro, distractions they lack and they coming right for you. So I suggest you don't ignore truth, focus on him. This I implore you, take my eyes off, I can't afford to. Where's God's head? Now switch it up. My treasure in heaven that never rusts. This world I had enough. Better
against him, you out of luck. Ain't backpedaling cause I know that one day he's gon' get me. A life lived for him, ain't wasted but used richly. Hands of plows won't seem ahead, gotta get my daily bread. By spirit I am led, covered by the blood he shed. Gotta walk worthy of this call that I don't take lightly. He's the Lord, the King of Kings, Elohim, strong and mighty. So when I go to battle, he's on my side and go before me. All his enemies will bow down and they will give him glory. Rock steady, feet to the dirt, my duties I don't deserve. Through it all and above all else, I gotta put my Jesus first.
Always looking ahead, cause I never look back. Hand to the plow, cause life is gone in a flash. Till I'm in the sky or I'll be in a hearse. No matter what the circumstance, Jesus always come first. I put him first, I put Jesus first. 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 I put Jesus first.
Jesus stay in first place, he won't come second, not by far. He defeated all his enemies under his heel, he crushed them all. Author and finisher of the faith, took my chains and made them break. Once enslaved and depraved, until Christ gave me escape. Eyes on the prize, vision ain't impaired, living in truth, not in despair. Won't fall for the enemy's snare, so with his right hand I'll be there. Till then I stay on a mission, with the vision that he given. Driven to finish the great commission, his will I ain't dismissing. I pray it comes, eyes on the sun, must advance his kingdom. Clip loaded, bullets of truth spraying like a machine gun. I put him first, till I'm in a hearse, or he come and take me. He is my worth, him I serve, cause he wanna save me. The gospel of Christ is always number one on the agenda. I trust his promise, so when trials come, I won't surrender. I don't care what you think about me, Christ is my priority. He's the reason I am breathing, so I live for his glory.
Always looking ahead, cause I never look back. Hand to the plow, cause life is gone in a flash. Till I'm in the sky or I'll be in a hearse. No matter what the circumstance, Jesus always come first. I put him first. I put Jesus first. I put Jesus